Oh, there it goes.
Right, okay.
Okay, we're coming out of the executive session. Is there any more business or comments before we close the meeting?
What do you have to request to be excused from a meeting?
The council hasn't set a policy on that. Just that you have to be excused.
Except for when we were at, where did we get something on that? We were told to start doing that. I just read it today again.
Well, don't we have to notify you guys ahead of time?
Then you're excused. We bring that to the council, and the council has to excuse a member. That's what was recommended by, so did it come from you, Catherine?
You heard that at AWC.
Oh, AWC, is that where it came from?
Yeah.
You remember that?
My experience with that, with the hospital, is that you can miss three meetings. Over three meetings, then the county commissioners will appoint a new hospital commissioner. If you have permission to miss a meeting from the council, from the group, then you're okay. But you need to put it, probably best to put it in writing and say, I request to be absent from the meeting on ta-da-ta-da. And if you turn it in ahead of time and then give it to the mayor and he says, I have a request for it, and everybody says yes, okay, then you're clear, I believe.
AWC, I think is where it came from, was on the top of it, I think, was AWC.
Yeah, and AWC's concern is that the statute simply says three unexcused absences and then you can lose your office. And so cities have done everything from adopting a formal policy that defines what constitutes an excused absence for purposes of that. You know, it has to be an illness, or it has to be a vacation, or it has to be whatever, and you have to have, you know, called in or contacted the designated person beforehand in order to be excused. Some cities have no policies, and they will, you know, say, well, has Mark contacted anybody? Did he call in? Did he? No. Well, do you want to excuse him? Okay, sure. It can be that informal. I think AWC's concern is just that there's an arbitrariness to that if there's no written policy. But on the other hand, it's kind of nice to be able to have the discretion to excuse people.
And that's where we are today at that level, but it is documented in minutes.
Just so you know, I won't be at the next meeting. I'm going to be at the WOW, so.
I was gone over a summer, and we put in a speakerphone, and I called in, and got on speakerphone so I could listen to the meeting. I wasn't physically there, but I was able to listen, make decisions, and vote, which counted as far as the hospital was concerned, attendance at the meeting. I don't know how that would work.
Did I send down the telephonic participation policy? I can send it down to you. I did one for several of my other cities who decided to adopt a policy, which is what would be required if you want to allow telephonic participation. You can take a look at it. It's entirely up to you. The driving reason the other cities were interested in it primarily was for potential litigation so that they could call the attorney rather than paying to have the attorney appear as part of the executive session, because for potential litigation, the attorney has to be present. And you can do that by telephonic participation rather than. So I'll send it down. Eamon can put it in your boxes, and you guys can decide if it's anything you want to pursue.
So do we need a policy put together? Or just keep going like we are right now? You're going to be gone, just call in, so.
Yeah. It works that way. I just want to make sure.
What I hear her saying is you set your own policy and then go by it. Pretty much. I move we adjourn.
Okay. Any more discussion? This council meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
There's stuff for me.